Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique helps release the brain's natural thought antibodies that attack and destroy the virus called liberalism. If you are afflicted with this disease or have a friend or loved one suffering from this mental disorder, please stay tuned. This week's brain massage is about to begin. To say the brain massage show is thought-provoking is like saying the hydrogen bomb makes a lot of noise. Both true and both way understated. Stay tuned. Your brain is about to get a massage.
Paul Revere's lantern lighter here. Upon vigilant watch, I light the lanterns in the belfry arch that signal the movements of the enemy who would steal from us our liberty. Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur and spokesperson for God. Wednesday was Veterans Day, and since it fell upon the middle of the week, I thought we should continue to celebrate our vets through the weekend, at least on the brain massage show.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. The brain massage show is ready to go. Get ready. Your brain is about to get a massage.
We have been talking about the foundations of liberty. In this show, I want to pay tribute to the role of the gospel in advancing liberty in the world. Now, here is an answer to all your lib, feel, think friends who have bought into the vicious lie that the founders were, well, Antichrist. That is, that they actually oppose Christianity. And as one rabid, foaming-at-the-mouth liberal told me recently, how did he put it? Something like, the founders ran like bats out of hell from guys like you. The poor, foolish simpleton does not know the history of his country, and I suppose we should have some pity on such ignorance, since the Marxist socialist education system in America has done everything in its power to make certain virtually no American knows our history, except that, at least in the case of many of these characters, well, there is no willingness on their part to allow facts to shape their opinions, or in other words, they are willfully ignorant. However, there are many who are not willfully ignorant and can be taught, and who, if you will share with them the information and the facts, they will see for themselves the truth about our country. And for them, I offer the following tribute to the faith of our founders. Now, what I'm going to do is read a series of quotations taken from our founders' writings and biographies and so on. And what we're going to do is let them speak for themselves. Now, I've selected these quotes because they show the beliefs and attitudes of our founders toward the Christian faith and their understanding of the importance of that faith to the founding of our nation. Now, I want to point out, I've culled these from dependable sources, and my notes are available to you, and every quotation is referenced and notated. If you want to arm yourselves with that information, call in, ask for the manuscript, Foundations of Liberty, Part 2, or show number 232. Now, as I read these, I want you to ask yourself if any political leader said any of these things today, whether the mainstream media and the liberals would not howl and viciously attack them unrelentingly until they were, well, virtually drummed out of office. And along with that, I want you to ask yourself whether any of these founders would be welcome today in Washington or in this nation. You're going to realize, if you are honest and willing to allow facts to shape your opinions, you're going to see that today our government leaders and shapers of public opinion in this country are literally working in opposition to the beliefs and attitudes and understanding of those who founded this country. They are working to undo the Declaration and to destroy the foundation of liberty upon which this country was built. Now, folks, because I do not want to interrupt the citations once I get rolling with them, I'm going to take care of our break right now. The people of the Lighthouse Baptist Church have made a huge investment and have sacrificed very much to bring this show to my audience. I'm very proud to be their pastor. I'll be right back with a revelation about our founders that is going to amaze you, even those of you who accept the notion that they were supportive of Christianity. But so many of you who are liberal, are liberally inclined Christians, I mean, you're simply going to be amazed when you realize just how far from our founders we have come as a nation. You know, some deceivers a while back crafted a lie that corrupted those who taught our history, and they advanced the proposition that the founders were, well, basically closet atheists, and that they used Christianity merely to advance their agenda, that down deep in their own hearts they despised the Christian faith and actually considered it to be the enemy of freedom rather than the fountain of it. And this, my friend, is a lie, a convenient one indeed, since the founders are not here to defend themselves against these wicked liars. But many believe it today. Someday I'm going to do a show and expose just how all this got started, and I'll identify for you those who espoused it and those simpletons who believed it and perpetuated it into our curriculum. But as you will see, we're going to allow the founders to speak for themselves. And when you hear what they had to say, well, you will see that the modernists and the secularists have maligned their good character. They have interpreted our founders within the framework of their own wicked character instead of allowing their own words to reveal to us who they are and what they believed. Anyway, hold on through the break, and when we get back, we're going to listen to what our founders had to say.
Warning. We have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Shaibot's mind. If you've got a piece of Pastor's mind stuck in your throat, there's only one way to get it out. Call 888-770-8000 and give him as big a piece of your own mind as you can find. Call 888-770-8000 and don't worry, Pastor Shaibot can take it. Call 888-770-8000 and leave your message during the break. Your brain massage will continue in just a moment.
In the spirit of the 60s, it was popular to despise the organized church. To avoid association with this negative feeling, some dropped the word church out of their name. And in many other ways, they followed the spirit of the 60s. At Lighthouse Baptist Church, we follow the spirit of the Bible, where the word church is used to identify the congregation of Jesus. And that is why you'll find it in our name. Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bitteravia Road in Santa Maria. Look for the lighthouse. Call 347-9887.
It seems everyone agrees that our country has lost its moral compass. We need a lighthouse to help guide us through the fog of moral confusion that has settled over our land. Lighthouse Baptist Church shines the light of God's truth, guiding families into the safe harbor of God's blessing and protection. And that is why the word lighthouse is in our name. Come to Lighthouse Baptist Church at 1310 West Bitteravia Road in Santa Maria. Look for the lighthouse. Call 347-9887 for more information. Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bitteravia Road in Santa Maria. Hello, I'm Jerry Scheibach with another 15-second brain massage on Bible prophecy. Iraq is the location of ancient Babylon. Daniel had a vision of Babylon in the time of the end, represented as a lion with the wings of an eagle. When the eagle's wings are plucked, the lion stands to receive the heart of a man. Think about it.
Popular radio talk show host, college professor, writer, and pastor Jerry Scheibach is offering his patented brain massage on Bible prophecy at the Lighthouse. Pastors and missionaries have consulted Pastor Scheibach on questions of Bible prophecy for many years. Recently, a group of pastors have asked him to prepare a workshop on biblical prophecy because of his well-known expertise on the subject. His written work is in peer review in preparation for publication. You can receive this valuable instruction from the professor Sunday mornings from 9:30 to 10:30 here at the Lighthouse, located at 1310 West Bitteravia Road in Santa Maria. If you can't attend the class, you may enroll in the Radio Prophecy class, and you can even take the course online. Call 347-9887 for more information about this exciting opportunity. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. The Brain Massage Show is ready to go. Get ready. Your brain is about to get a massage. The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheibach, brain masseur, spokesperson for God, Captain America's sidekick. The lantern lighter for God-fearing patriots in this dark night when men are working to steal away our liberty. All right, let us begin. As I promised, we're going to allow the founders to answer those who claim that they merely used Christianity as a device to advance a secularist agenda. Let us let the founders speak for themselves. Let us see just how far from our founders we have drifted. Let's begin with George Washington, Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army, first President of the United States of America, beloved father of his country. Quote, While we are zealously performing the duties of good citizens and soldiers, we certainly ought not to be inattentive to the higher duties of religion. To the distinguished character of patriot, it should be our highest glory to add the more distinguished character of Christian. And in a speech to the Delaware Indian chiefs on May 12, 1779, George Washington said, quote, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and happier people than you are," end quote. And now Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, ratifier of the United States Constitution, and father of public schools under the Constitution, quote, "The gospel of Jesus Christ prescribes the wisest rules for just conduct in every situation of life. Happy they who are enabled to obey them in all situations. My only hope of salvation is in the infinite transcendent love of God manifested to the world by the death of His Son upon the cross. Nothing but His blood will wash away my sins. I rely exclusively upon it. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly," end quote. Quote, "I do not believe that the Constitution was the offspring of inspiration, but I am as satisfied that it is as much the work of divine providence as any of the miracles recorded in the Old and New Testament," end quote. And then finally this from Benjamin Rush, quote, "The only means of establishing and perpetuating our republican forms of government is the universal education of our youth in the principles of Christianity by means of the Bible," end quote. And now from John Adams, signer of the Declaration of Independence, judge, diplomat, one of two signers of the Bill of Rights, and second president of the United States, quote, "The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. I will avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God," end quote. And then this from John Adams, quote, "The Holy Ghost carries on the whole Christian system in this earth. Not a baptism, not a marriage, not a sacrament can be administered by the Holy Ghost. There is no authority, civil or religious. There can be no legitimate government but what is administered by this Holy Ghost. There can be no salvation without it. All without it is rebellion and perdition, or in more orthodox words, damnation," end quote. Now, are you doing what I ask you to do, and you're trying to hear any kind of political official say such a thing today? This was our second president. This was John Adams, folks. And I know that many listening to me just simply do not believe the way John Adams believed. I know you don't. I understand that. You don't believe like our founders did. Yes, I get that. Let's look at John Quincy Adams. Sixth President of the United States, Diplomat, Secretary of State, United States Senator, U.S. Representative. They called him Old Man Eloquent and Hellhound of Abolition. He said, quote, "In the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior. The Declaration of Independence laid the cornerstone of human government upon the first precepts of Christianity," end quote. And you wonder where I got that idea. "The hope of a Christian," he said, "is inseparable from his faith. Whoever believes in the divine inspiration of the Holy Scriptures must hope that the religion of Jesus shall prevail throughout the earth. Never since the foundation of the world have the prospects of mankind been more encouraging to that hope than they appear to be at the present time. And may the associated distribution of the Bible proceed and prosper till the Lord shall have made bare His holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God," end quote. Hello. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. These idiots who say our nation was not founded upon the Christian faith. Samuel Adams, signer of the Declaration of Independence, father of the American Revolution, ratifier of the United States Constitution, and governor of Massachusetts, quote, "I conceive we cannot better express ourselves than by humbly supplicating the supreme ruler of the world that the confusions that are and have been among the nations may be overruled by the promoting and speedily bringing in the holy and happy period when the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ may be everywhere established and the people willingly bow to the scepter of Him who is the Prince of Peace," end quote. Yeah, I know you don't agree with that. I understand that. I get it. I know that you liberals don't agree with what the founders believed. I know that. I get it. Furthermore, Samuel Adams called on the state of Massachusetts to pray that the, quote, peaceful and glorious reign of our divine Redeemer may be known and enjoyed throughout the whole family of mankind, end quote. All right. Let's move on to John Hancock. Signer of the Declaration of Independence, President of Congress, Revolutionary General, Governor of Massachusetts, quote, sensible of the importance of Christian piety and virtue to the order and happiness of a state, I cannot but earnestly commend to you every measure for their support and encouragement. He called on the entire state to pray, quote, that universal happiness may be established in the world and that all may bow to the scepter of our Lord Jesus Christ and the whole earth be filled with his glory, end quote. Yeah, I know. I know, liberals. Don't start squawking and screaming here. I know. You don't agree with that. You don't believe the way the founders believed. You don't think the way they thought. You don't have the same core values. I understand that. He also called on the state of Massachusetts to pray that, quote, all nations may bow to the scepter of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that the whole earth may be filled with his glory, and that the spiritual kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ may be continually increasing until the whole earth shall be filled with his glory. In fact, imagine this now. John Hancock, okay, governor of a state anywhere in this country nowadays, called on his citizens to, quote, confess their sins and to implore forgiveness of God through the merits of the Savior of the world, end quote. And that, quote, he, and he's speaking of Christ, would finally overrule all events to the advancement of the Redeemer's kingdom and the establishment of universal peace and goodwill among men, end quote. To the end that, quote, the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ may be established in peace and righteousness among all the nations of the earth, end quote. Now, we're talking John Hancock here, my friend. Hello? Oh, my goodness. Oh, mercy. How about Patrick Henry, Revolutionary General, Legislator, the Voice of Liberty, ratifier of the United States Constitution, and Governor of Virginia? Being a Christian, he said, is a character which I prize far above all this world has or can boast. And then this, he said, the Bible is a book worth more than all the other books that were ever printed. And finally, he said, righteousness alone can exalt America as a nation. Whoever thou art, remember this, and in thy sphere practice virtue thyself and encourage it in others, end quote. Now consider this from Patrick Henry, quote, the great pillars of all government and of social life are virtue, morality, and religion. This is the armor, my friend, and this alone that renders us invincible, end quote. Okay, moving on to Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence, selected as delegate to the Constitutional Convention and framer of the Bill of Rights. Also, he served as a United States Senator. Quote, grateful to Almighty God for the blessings which, through Jesus Christ our Lord, he had conferred on my beloved country in her emancipation and on myself in permitting me, under circumstances of mercy, to live to the age of 89 years and to survive the 50th year of independence adopted by Congress on the 4th of July, 1776, which I originally subscribed on the second day of August of the same year and of which I am now the last surviving signer, end quote. Well, he knew where freedom and liberty came from, didn't he? And how about Alexander Hamilton, Revolutionary General, signer of the Constitution, author of the Federalist Papers, Secretary of the Treasury? When he was asked, quote, do you sincerely repent of your sins past? Have you a lively faith in God's mercy through Christ with a thankful remembrance of the death of Christ? And are you disposed to live in love and charity with all men? End quote. Hamilton lifted up his hands and answered, quote, with the utmost sincerity, I can answer those questions in the affirmative, end quote. Before his untimely death at the hands of Aaron Burr, Hamilton was busy in the formation of a society that he called the Christian Constitutional Society. The two goals of the society were first to support the Christian religion, and then second, to support the Constitution of the United States. The goal of the society was to actively work in every state to elect to office those who reflected the goals of the Christian Constitutional Society. I think we should probably try to revive the Hamilton vision of a Christian Constitutional Society. Well, anyway, John Jay. John Jay, President of Congress, diplomat, author of the Federalist Papers, original Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, and Governor of New York, said, quote, "The Bible is the best of all books, for it is the Word of God and teaches us the way to be happy in this world and in the next. Continue, therefore, to read it and to regulate your life by its precepts," end quote. And then this from John Jay, quote, "Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers, and it is the duty, as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian nation to select and prefer Christians for their rulers." That just grieves me so much for these idiots to squawk and scream about us rewriting history. They're the ones who have rewritten history. They're the ones who have tried to write God out of our history. The fact is, our founders understood this was a Christian nation and understood that to keep it that way, we'd better vote into office Christian rulers. Now, I know you don't agree with that. I understand. I see you rolling your eyes and all. I know that. Look, I get it. I know that you liberals do not agree with our founders. That's my point. You don't agree with our founders. You don't think the way they did. You don't believe the way they did. And consequently, I'm here to tell you, you're not going to be able to keep what they gave you. You're going to lose it. All right, let's look at Joseph Story here, U.S. Congressman, father of American jurisprudence, United States Supreme Court justice appointed by President James Madison. Quote, "One of the beautiful boasts of our municipal jurisprudence is that Christianity is a part of the common law. There never has been a period in which the common law did not recognize Christianity as lying at its foundations," end quote. He said, quote, "I verily believe that Christianity is necessary to support a civil society and shall ever attend to its institutions and acknowledge its precepts as the pure and natural sources of private and social happiness," end quote. And again, I know you liberals don't agree with that. I know. I fully understand that fact. The issue is that you need to understand you are in opposition to the founders, to their way of thinking, to their way of believing. And as a consequence, you're not going to be able to keep what they gave you. Daniel Webster, U.S. Senator, Secretary of State, Defender of the Constitution. "The Christian religion, its general principles, must ever be regarded among us as the foundation of civil society." Then he said, quote, "To the free and universal reading of the Bible, men are much indebted for right views of civil liberty," end quote. He said furthermore, quote, "The Bible is a book which teaches man his own individual responsibility, his own dignity, and his equality with his fellow man," end quote. He understood. They got it from the Bible. All right, let's go on to Noah Webster. Revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America. Quote, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government," end quote. Quote, "The moral principles and precepts found in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all our civil constitutions and laws," end quote. And now this, our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion, end quote. He also said the Christian religion is the most important and one of the first things in which all children under a free government ought to be instructed. No truth is more evident than that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights and privileges of a free people. This is all from our founders, you know. Hey, these are coming from our revolutionary soldiers. These are the guys who fought and secured our liberties. These are the men who constructed our government. And I know you don't agree with them. You wouldn't vote for them to be in office today. I know that. "The Bible is the chief moral cause," he said, "of all that is good and the best corrector of all that is evil in human society. The best book for regulating the temporal concerns of men," end quote. He said the Christian religion is the basis, or rather the source, of all genuine freedom in government. "I am persuaded," said Noah Webster, "that no civil government of a republican form can exist and be durable in which the principles of Christianity have not a controlling influence," end quote. And once again, yeah, I get it. I know you don't agree with him. I know that. Yes, I know that Obama doesn't agree with this. I know that almost the entire Democratic Party doesn't agree with this. I know that most of the people in the Republican Party don't agree with this. I know that most political leaders in this country today don't agree with these men. Yeah, I get it. And that's our problem. I got to conclude with this. John Witherspoon, signer of the Declaration of Independence, ratifier of the U.S. Constitution, and president of Princeton, said this, quote, "He is the best friend to American liberty, who is the most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down profanity and immorality of every kind. Whoever is an avowed enemy of God, I scruple not to call him an enemy of his country." End quote. That's what he thinks of you. He said this, "If you are not reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, if you are not clothed with the spotless robe of his righteousness, you must forever perish." End quote. Now, folks, there are hundreds of these, thousands really. It absolutely permeated their mind, their thinking, their way of living. I fully understand that many listening to me object to these statements from these men. But what you need to understand, I almost thought about reading all of these and not putting a name to them, and to challenge you whether or not you agreed in sentiment, and then tell you, well, that means you disagree with George Washington. That means you disagree with James Madison. That means you disagree with John Jay. So you disagree with Noah Webster. So you disagree with these men who went out there and sacrificed all their fortune and laid their lives in the line and constructed this country on the ground and foundation of Christianity. I know you object to them. I know you disagree with them. I know you've thrown them off. I know you've turned your back on them. I get it. But what you need to get is that you're going to lose your liberty, because those guys understood the relationship between liberty and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I've lit the light of liberty in the church belfry, and if you see it, go ahead and call me and say the lights are on. If you don't see it, say the lights are off. Give me a call. Dial 1-888-770-8000. It is toll free. The number is 1-888-770-8000. Now, you can email me through our website, santamarialighthouse.org. And lights on if you agree, lights off if you disagree. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If after 5 minutes or less of Pastor Scheidbach's brain massage, sounds like these begin involuntarily emanating from your throat, you are a lights-off listener suffering liberal colic syndrome. On the other hand, if this sound rises in your heart at the sound of Pastor Scheidbach's voice, you are a lights-on listener reveling in the light of truth, justice, and the American way.
It seems everyone agrees that our country has lost its moral compass. We need a lighthouse to help guide us through the fog of moral confusion that has settled over our land. Lighthouse Baptist Church shines the light of God's truth, guiding families into the safe harbor of God's blessing and protection. And that is why the word lighthouse is in our name. Come to Lighthouse Baptist Church at 1310 West Bedarabia Road in Santa Maria. Look for the lighthouse. Call 347-9887 for more information. Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bedarabia Road in Santa Maria.
In the spirit of the 60s, it was popular to despise the organized church. To avoid association with this negative feeling, some dropped the word church out of their name. And in many other ways, they followed the spirit of the 60s. At Lighthouse Baptist Church, we follow the spirit of the Bible, where the word church is used to identify the congregation of Jesus. And that is why you'll find it in our name. Lighthouse Baptist Church, 1310 West Bedarabia Road in Santa Maria. Look for the lighthouse.